Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Tribhuwan Bhimji Zaveri Limited Q4 FY 2023 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in a listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note this conference call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mukesh Sharma, CFO, and Ms. Binayisha Zaveri, Whole-time Director. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to the TBZ Limited earnings call for the fourth quarter and fiscal year 2023. At TBZ, we take great pride in our commitment to operational efficiency and our ability to create exceptional jewelry designs. These core principles have not only contributed to our financial growth but have also earned us the trust and loyalty of our valued customers for over 157 years. During the fourth quarter of FY 2023, the launch of our various collections like Hues, Swara, Navya, Kavya received an overwhelming response with over 50,000+ walk-ins. During the fiscal year 2023, we witnessed a significant year-on-year growth of approximately 25%, totaling over 2.5 lakh walk-ins. These numbers reflect the legacy reputation of TBZ and our ability to create jewelry that resonates deeply with our customers. Looking ahead, we remain dedicated to driving innovation, ensuring customer satisfaction, and achieving robust financial growth. Our continuous focus on delivering exceptional jewelry designs, further enhancing our operational efficiencies, and maintaining our established market position will enable us to seize future opportunities and provide customers with unparalleled products and experiences. Thank you for your continued support. I'd now like to hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Mukesh Sharma, to share some financial highlights for Q4 and FY 2023.
Thank you, Binayisha. Good afternoon, everyone. It's a pleasure to welcome you to TBZ Limited's earnings call for quarter four and FY 2023. I am pleased to present our audited financial results for quarter four and FY 2023. To start with the financial performance front, we are delighted to announce quarter and year-end demonstrating sustainable growth. For quarter four FY 2023, our total revenue increased by 7.7% YoY to 464 crore. EBITDA grew by 96% to rupees 30.3 crore with EBITDA margin of 6.5%. PBT grown by 368% to rupees 13.3 crore with a PBT margin of 2.9%. PAT rose by 363% to rupees 11.3 crore with a PAT margin of 2.42%. Moving on to performance for FY 2023, our revenue grown by 30% YoY to rupees 2,394 crore. EBITDA grew by 58.9% to rupees 115 crore with EBITDA margin of 4.8%. PBT increased by 125% to rupees 51 crore with a PBT margin of 2.2%. PAT rose by 132% to rupees 40 crore with a PAT margin of 1.7%. In addition, our operational efficiency has improved, resulting in sales growth across all categories. We achieved a YoY revenue growth of 30% for FY 2023. In Q4 FY 2023 alone, we achieved a 3.8% margin growth. Our unique manufacturing designs have resonated well with customers seeking craftsmanship and quality. Furthermore, we experienced growth in both the gold and diamond segments, demonstrating our strength and diversification. Our focus on optimizing sales and margins has shown progress with notable improvements in quarter four margin. Maintaining reasonable inventory levels has been a key focus supporting our growth objectives. We remain committed to driving innovation, customer satisfaction, and sustainable financial growth. We will continue delivering exceptional jewelry design, enhancing operational efficiency, and optimizing margins to seize future opportunities. Thank you for your continued support. I am now ready to take your questions.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone now. We take our first question from the line of Neha Sharma, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for letting us join the investor call. As a potential investor, I had a question regarding TVZ's current situation and future prospects, particularly in relation to the high debt levels and interest rate costs. Over the last 5 years, TVZ has been experiencing semi growth. Could you please provide some insight into the factors that have hindered the company's growth during this period?
Ma'am, can you repeat your question, please?
Yeah, so I wanted to ask, over the last 5 years, TVZ has been experiencing semi growth. Could you please provide some insight into the factors that have hindered the company's growth during this period?
See, I would not be able to comment on last 5 years, but looking at the current year performance of FY23, you can see the sales revenue size of 2,400 crore is a very reasonable revenue level, which is grown 30% on a YOY basis.
Right. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time may press star one. We take the next question from the line of Rahil Shah, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Congratulations on this result. So my question is pretty simple about the outlook. So what kind of top line and margins now you see you're likely to achieve in FY24, given the business dynamics, the demand scenario and everything put together?
Thank you so much, Rahil. We are very positive to maintain our sales growth momentum. We foresee approximately 20% sales growth in FY24 from the current levels. The margin size, which is we have already clocked 11.1% margin in FY23, and we believe that there is a scope of further growth in the margins level, and we are committed and working towards it. Hopefully, we should see some growth at a margin level as well.
For both gross and EBITDA?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And any risks you are foreseeing for FY24? And if so, any challenges which you expect?
The only risk which exists in business is fluctuations in the gold prices. Yeah. So any downside, huge fluctuation may impact, but a normal fluctuation, 5-10%, 15% may not impact our growth.
Right, right. And just last one would be the prime, like, key focus going forward in FY24, which will help you achieve good growth.
Yeah, so our key focus is to optimize our inventory level. Our key focus is to increase the turns, to consistently work on the margin side, increasing the operating efficiency across company level, introduction of the new brands, new products, new designs, which is an ongoing effort, and these are our key focus areas.
Okay, so sounds good, and I'll get back if I have more. Thank you, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question at this time, I press star 1 on their touchtone phone now. We take the next question from the line of Neha Sharma, who's an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I'm sorry I had to join again. I just had one more question from my end. In light of this high debt levels and interest rates costs, what measure is TVZ Limited taking to reduce the interest burden on its debts? Are there any initiatives to improve the margins and optimize the cost of finance?
See, ma'am, debt is not high. If you see our leverage ratio, it has actually rationalized further. Our leverage is 0.95, used to be a year earlier. Now it is 0.86 debt equity ratio. So our debt is well within the limits. I believe there is a further scope of utilizing the debts more in GML facilities and all. Those scopes are existing in current operating scenario. As far as the cost is concerned, or finance cost is concerned, there is a huge increase in the interest cost in recent last 1 year, which has resulted in higher finance cost. We believe that in FY24 we will start seeing easing in the interest rate, which will bring down our finance cost. So because of the increase in the volume, obviously there will be a for more utilization of the working capital limits, and because of which there is a increase in finance cost is evident in our books, which has also because of higher interest rate, which may not be comparable exactly with the previous year, has resulted in more finance cost. But we are working very consciously to use more GML facility than the CC, which will bring down our overall weighted average finance cost.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the clarity.
Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star 1. We take the next question from the line of Ankit Shah, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. My question is, in terms of the gold prices, what is the percentage of inventory which is, and what's the policy of hedging in terms of, I think, if inventory is 100 rupees, then what percent of that is hedged?
So, Ankit, we work on natural hedging principle. So the day we sell, the equal quantity is bought at the same rate, which gives us the natural hedging in our gold business. As far as the inventory concerned is, around 50% inventory is paid inventory and 50% works on a GML basis, which is open to fluctuations, which gives us the balance in terms of if there is a huge fluctuation, my margin will not go in line with the huge fluctuations. So that's how we hedge our gold inventory.
No, I think honestly your gold GML is automatically hedged, right? Because you're borrowing in terms of gold, right? So there's always exposure on that, right? Margins will be impacted on your GML, but on your own inventory, you're not hedged.
Correct.
Hedging at all.
Correct.
So tell me something. Gold prices have gone up so much, right? And when I look at your financials, right, over the last 7-8 years, actually your own inventory, the amount of gain that one should have made just on your own inventory should be huge, right? Because gold prices in the last 10 years have gone up multifold. But why is that not visible in the increase in net worth or the profits of the company?
If you have followed the company, you must have noticed there is a huge jump in the profit in FY2021.
So no, I'm talking historical. Sorry, I'm saying historical. So if you look at last 8-9 years profit, right, and if you are not hedging your own portion also, which is say roughly 600 crores at today's as of March, right, your own inventory funded by your own net worth, then why is that not visible in the profits, right?
Okay, so let me clarify you conceptually that GML is not a hedging. Okay, GML is a way of buying which has a very, very lesser cost of fund. Okay, GML in a rising interest, rising rate scenario is actually whatever you bought on a GML is open to a market fluctuations. So in case of rising rate scenario, it hits your P&L. In case of falling rate scenario, it adds to your P&L. Yeah, so that's how GML works. When it comes to the paid inventory, it works exactly opposite to the GML concept. So in case of paid inventory, when the rising rate scenario, it gives you a profit, and when in falling rate scenario, it gives you a loss. So as I said that we balance our GML as well as our paid inventory ratio, which allows us not to show a huge jump in profit or huge loss in the profit when there is a huge rate fluctuations. So that's the concept of GML as well as paid inventory.
Sorry, I understand the concept of GML. I think my question was really that, for example, in GSE, you have a say on a 3,000 odd crore revenues, you have a 1,200 crore inventory, right? So you're basically your inventory is also getting sold, right? So in case of GML, what happens is that you don't have that much of a price exposure because while you have a mark to market on your GML, but you're also getting a higher realization on your inventory, right? So that way I meant in terms of your margins, in a way it is hedged, right? So that's what I was trying to understand just at a very broad level. In terms of that just on the gains, that even if there was no making charges that you made, but just on the pure increase in the price of your inventory over a period of time, that should have ideally increased, right, in terms of the net worth. But when I look at the net worth or even the total profitability over the last 8-10 years, that has not happened, right? Like your net worth was around 210 crores in FY13, and today it is 560 crores. So that quantum jump has not happened, and which is why I was just puzzled that why is that translation of higher rates of gold not translated into profits or increase in your net worth?
Sure, I understand your point. Rahil, what happens is, sorry, Ankit, what happens is you keep buying and selling, right? So what happens is your buying cost, weighted average cost of the inventory keeps changing over a period. Yeah, so we are not, in fact, if you see, we would not be selling the inventory which we had bought in 2013-14. Just for example, the inventory keeps replacing. When, in fact, the older designs also we go and melt it back and then we again create a new design. So it's a continuous process of buying and selling of the inventory. So the buying happens on a GML basis, which we keep buying and we keep doing mark to market, which is going to hit our COGS, cost of sales. Now, all this, the margins which is reflecting is a combination of GL as well as paid inventory, which keeps getting bought and keeps getting sold. So that's why the fluctuation may not be of all previous year will reflect into the P&L of current date. As I said, obviously the operating levels were different in 13-14, the operating levels are different in current FY23. And the cost of sales also has changed in line with our current gold rates, which are currently going on. So it's all combination. It's very difficult to point it out exactly how much has come on the paid inventory, how much is coming from the GML quantity. It would be very difficult to pinpoint on that.
So this last quarter also the gold prices had gone up quite a bit, right? So how do you like how does one look at sustainable margins going forward, right? Right, like if I were to look at say next, just on a broad basis, like what is the range of margins excluding the impact of gold prices, right? So
yeah, so the controllable in our hand is operating efficiency. The non-controllable is the rates of gold, right? So as the gold rate increases, obviously there is a positive impact on the margin side. Maybe on the 50% kind of inventory, 50% we have to absorb the higher cost of gold at current rate because we are paying off our GML basis the actual sale as well. So the controllable side, we are working hard on increasing in the product mix, increasing the stock turn. So we are working consistently on that, and we believe that this is going to yield better results in near and long term. It's very difficult to pinpoint a particular margin percentage which we foresee in FY24, but yeah, we are positive.
Not FY, no, yeah, so I'm not saying FY24, but in general, like internally also you must be working with certain level of margin, right? That okay, we have to on an ongoing basis we have to generate this much margin, right? So right now, say for example, you are at 5% for last full year, whereas last quarter was 7%.
Correct.
And it has been improving, but what is the, like, where would, like, if I were, and that's why I'm saying, if I were to adjust the impact of gold, right?
Prices, yeah.
Because that's not in your control, but what is in your control is that adjusted for that, what is the margin that one can deliver? Because, you know, that's what I'm trying to understand.
So, you know, Q4 has also, because there's an immediate jump in the gold prices in quarter four. Gold has actually bottomed out somewhere near Diwali, and has quarter four it has increased quite a bit. Now, when you say yearly profit of 4.8%, around 5% EBITDA level, this is achievable because this is a combination of the gold bottom rate also, somewhere in Diwali where we have a huge business, and higher rate also in quarter four. So that's the weighted average percentage of EBITDA margin, and we believe that you should be able to achieve some growth in the EBITDA margin from those percentages.
Okay.
But as may not be exactly quarter four, if the gold keep rising, obviously the margin will be much higher.
Okay. And sorry, just one last question. I can see from the shareholding pattern that Malabar Gold has been buying continuously for the last 3-4 quarters. So is there any, is there some understanding, or they are just buying it from an investment perspective? Because I'm sure you guys must also have discussed this.
No, we don't comment on this thing. I just want to clarify that there is no understanding, there is no discussion with Malabar. They are buying as a normal investor who buys from the market.
Okay.
From a company side, there is no discussion at whatsoever level, absolutely, with Malabar.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star one. We take the next question from the line of Bhushan Wankhede, an investor. Please go ahead. Bhushan Wankhede, your line is unmuted. Please go and ask your question. Mr. Bhushan Wankhede, please unmute yourself on your device and ask your question. Your line has been unmuted, sir.
Am I audible?
Yes, you are, sir. Please go ahead.
I just wanted to know regarding the expansion strategy. Can you provide me some details on whether the company plans to open new stores or it just focuses on improving the performance of existing stores?
Bhushan, we are working on few proposals on the franchise model, and we are hopeful that we should be able to open a couple of stores in quarter two and quarter three of this FY23.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone now. A reminder to participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your touchtone phone now. We take the next question from the line of Rahil Shah, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, you just mentioned you're planning to open a couple of stores. So what kind of investment does it require, and how long does it take to break even? If you can provide a timeline.
Yeah, Ryan, so we work in the model of franchisee operations is open for discussion. We work in both model, all kind of model wherein investment 50-50 and then margin distribution accordingly. Or franchisee invest 100% inventory and we invest in the capex, or 100% capex by us, 100% investment by franchisee. So there are different kind of model which we are going to operate. Obviously the margin sharing will be a different percentage in all different scenarios. So all these are open for discussion. However, we see that with a minimal investment from the company side, we foresee that majority investment in the working capital will be from our franchisee partner, and we foresee that will be positive EBITDA without further investment on the working capital from the company side. So all kind of model are open for discussion, but largely in the line that working capital investment will be from franchisee.
And you have any positive prospects so far?
Yeah, we have a couple of strong prospects in our hand as of now.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star 1 now. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now like to hand the conference back over to Mr. Mukesh Sharma for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Hi. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this call. Please contact Dickenson World or us directly should you have any other further queries. I wish you all a great evening. Stay safe, and we can close the call now. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of TVZ Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.